Welcome back, listener. And now it is time for our first interview with Lila Davies. Lila Davies is a 12-year-old grade 6 learner. She is passionate about bullying because a while back she experienced it. Being teased about her hair, she started an anti-bullying campaign by making anti-bullying scrunchies and started an Instagram page used to create awareness. While on lockdown, she created another idea for her fight against bullying called the Reporting Box. And today she joins us to talk more about her passion towards anti-bullying and what she has been up to since the last time she was on RX Radio. Lila, for those who are hearing about you and your cause for the first time, can you please tell us more about yourself?
My name is Lila Davies. I'm 12 years old and in grade 6. I enjoy reading, researching, and I consider myself to be an anti-bullying activist.
Now, you came to RX Radio before to talk about your experience with bullying and your anti-bullying scrunchie. Since then, have you experienced any unnecessary bullying from your peers?
I came to RX Radio to introduce my anti-bullying hair scrunchie, but unfortunately due to COVID, I could not launch the scrunchie as I wanted to in 2020. No, I have not experienced bullying since then because I've grown as a person, and I completely understand that people bully for their own personal reasons, and bullying can also be a cry out for help.
For those who may be going through bullying, can you share with them how you protect yourself from bullying?
They should avoid being alone. They should not resort to fighting. They should tell an adult that they trust, and they should never blame themselves.
From the work you do around bullying and from your own experience, what do you think makes children bully others?
I think that the problem lies within broken homes, bullying from other friends or family, and maybe stress, anger, or pressure that the bully feels, which is why we need to have a little bit of sympathy for them.
You have another anti-bullying initiative, the Reporting Box. Now, can you please tell us more about that?
It's really simple. Because victims often don't want to tell an adult about what they're experiencing for different reasons, a letterbox will be installed into the female and male bathrooms at school. Victims can put a short note into the box and it will be 100% anonymous and confidential, and the boxes will be checked daily. The boxes will be sponsored by companies. I am a non-profit organization, so I have to get sponsors. So for example, if you own a company, you can sponsor school with a set of boxes. Your company name will go on the bottom of the box as sponsored by.
Telling someone about your bullying experience can be very scary. How do you think your initiative encourages people to talk about it?
I think that what I'm doing is way more helpful because it's anonymous and discreet, so you don't have to feel the discomfort and embarrassment of telling somebody in person. Also, there are other options to call a number for help, but not all children have phones, so the boxes will allow the victims to have a voice without saying anything.
Lila, after the bullying is reported and in the box, do you know how the bullying gets handled? And if not, how do you suggest it be handled?
As I said previously, letters will be read daily and assessed. If it's something simple, it will be handled by the school, but if it's severe, then the Department of Education, the Safe Schools Program, who is on board with my project, will get the psychologists and social workers to deal with it from there. I've also reached out to the JAG Foundation and the JAG Bullyproof Program, and they will, where possible, run the program in the schools where we have our boxes to bullyproof the schools.
How can adults, in your opinion, protect children from being bullied?
Parents should have proper relationships with their children. They must interact with them more and find out about their school life and day in general. They just watch their child's body language and see if their schoolwork is dropping. Everything starts at home. Adults must assure their children that they are loved and perfect the way they are, no matter what anybody says, and that they are important and unique.
Lila, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes. My initiative is not only to help the victim, but to also help the bully, because they may be going through their own issues. They may be bullying as a cry for help. There's almost always a reason somebody bullies. They are not born that way.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It really was a pleasure. It's really great that people are helping me get my project off of the runway. And with your added support, we are going to get so much people help. Thank you.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.